Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Kenny, you said it's time to fix your stream. And then Gabe on X says Dean Pease also needs to fix his stream, which just not the type of humor this show goes for.
No.
Anywho.
Terrible. Just terrible.
Streaming was very important over the weekend.
Uncouth.
And if it gives us any kind of a window into how Christmas Day on Netflix is going to go, we have a problem. Because the Tyson-Paul fight, I was actually excited after saying this was a disastrous lead-up. Like, why are they fighting? How is this sanctioned? And, of course, what was I doing at home? Oh, I guess I'll go to the Netflix. Cannot wait. All of a sudden, I'm excited.
Well, I was watching. I was in my office, and it's like Friday night. It was 10. And then it was 11, and I'm working on some things, and I'm watching the Cavs. Cavs game ends, and I'm like, you know.
Great college football on Tuesday, Saturday.
It was like, oh, my God. Well, Friday. Yeah. And so, by the way, I watched Wyoming drop three straight passes and ended their game, which, again, when you're watching Wyoming, Colorado State on a Friday night, you're either married or a sad individual. So that I'm probably a bit of both. So, I was like, you know what? It's 11:30. I might as well. And I'm seeing people saying, I can't get in. I can't get in. I can't get in. I go, I might as well try to get in. Circle, circle, circle. Then again, circle, circle, circle. Again, circle, circle. Could not. It was impossible. Couldn't do it. And because I was like, hey, I'm up. I might as well watch this thing. That I couldn't get access to it. Your mind starts going, I'm paying for this. What am I paying for? I can't see this live. I can't do it. And now it's Christmas Day, you said?
Yes.
Christmas Day, NFL.
I know Chiefs Steelers are on Christmas Day on Netflix.
Oh,
there's another game too.
Oh boy, they better
look real quick.
They better. You have it's your favorite team, and by that time they could. Well, you could have a one loss team against a two loss team, and that's it. I mean, boy, you better. They better figure it out for you.
It is. It's Chiefs Steelers and then Ravens Texans. 1 o'clock, 4:30 on Christmas Day.
Oh, both good.
Those are both Netflix.
They're
games.
Both Netflix games. Yeah. Both good games. You guys better figure it out because that is not.
Yeah, that can't. That will be unacceptable. In fact, I heard Daryl on Friday. They asked him if he was going to watch the fight on Netflix, and he said he doesn't currently have Netflix because he does like I'm using these streaming services now. Mm-hmm. He'll catch up on shows. I have never been that guy with Netflix. I've had it since it became a streaming site.
Yeah.
If those games aren't good, that might be a
cause problem.
For
big deal.
Owen to find other things.
Yeah, this is a really big deal. So
I'll get my murder documentaries somewhere else.
All right.
Let's say things we can't take back.
Was a report. Mark Gurman, who's an industry insider, says Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson fight on Netflix peaked at 65 million concurrent viewers, I'm told. That's up from 1.8 million concurrent streams for the Tom Brady roast earlier this year. And the reason they bring that up is because they had experimented with some live streaming events. So Netflix, to the employees on the streaming issues, this unprecedented scale created many technical challenges, which the launch team tackled brilliantly by prioritizing stability of the stream for the majority of viewers.
I didn't see anything. The majority of the viewers aren't all the viewers. Like, if I tune into CBS, I can see the game on CBS.
Yes.
Fox.
And
even Peacock.
Wait, that's NBC.
What'd you say? Oh,
unless Heidi's on.
Even Peacock.
Well, think about it. Earlier in the show, well, Peacock has been great with the streaming
Sunday nights,
of...
yeah.
Well, and their...
NBC, football, college football.
And the soccer.
That's true. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. yeah. They have not. They have not had the issues.
Yeah.
And for Netflix to have these kind of issues.
It can't be most. It has to be all of them. That's what your bread and butter is. Your streaming service.
Earlier this year for, I'm not sure which Browns game, they were dark for, I think you missed maybe one play, if at all, and people lost their minds.
Well, there's usually, at least once a year in one of these games, there's always like there's one transmission thing where they either hit the wrong game. I don't know how they link these things up, so excuse me. But you either get the wrong game or you get black screen for a minute. And
people rage.
And people rage and they go nuts. But I would say 16 out of 17 games or whatever it is every week, you're going to have.
Imagine, Kenny.
You're going to have what you want.
You're an out of market because it seems like the NFL always mandates that you have to have a local affiliate cover it. But let's just say, for instance, you're out of town or you don't live in Cleveland and you're a diehard Cleveland Browns fan and you thought you could stream the game. Let's say they were playing on Christmas and you're going on and seeing that 25%, 25%.
Well, they are streaming it to Amazon this week, and it should be locally on Channel 5, I believe. But if you do listen, there are people that are listening on the Odyssey app right now that are in North Carolina, and they're going to have to watch it. And
it could be near EPA.
They've now had two full seasons, Amazon has, and it seems that there hasn't really been any problems there. But you still get the fuzziness of it not being HD at times, you know, the buffering type of thing. I'm just saying Christmas is a different animal. This is supposed to be
the NFL's a different animal.
Well, and this is their hostile takeover of Christmas Day, right?
Yes.
Like they did it last year, and this year, last year was the precursor.
Yeah.
This year was supposed to be, hey, we're taking it from the NBA.
Yeah.
They got to have that figured out.
They're just going to go ahead and take it, which you better have it figured out, because people need to see their games. They need to see it, and saying most of all is not good. You got to have them all. So you got a month to get this thing figured out. They better do it, because Owen is going to rage. And we got a lot of Steelers fans amongst us. I hate to say it, but they are going to rage too, and rightfully so.
But I guess here's the question, though. I mean, what are the – if they had any issues at all, like the people that experience that, like I'm not giving up Netflix. Like I'm just kind of at the mercy.
We might be on a break. I might have to take a break from them for
a while. Would you really?
Yeah.
I love Trailer Park Boys too much.
I cut the cord 2 months ago because I was already paying for all these streamers anyway. I've already seen the savings there. Now I go, I mean, I've caught up because I don't have regular cable to just watch the same old reruns. I've caught up on a ton of shows. I don't need it as much now.
Well, here's the other thing. When something goes wrong on, say, CBS or Fox, you can always call the local affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was younger, I would do this more to prank the stations. But you could also find
the sports boy.
You could also find a network phone number here or there, and if you really worked hard, Netflix. Who am I calling?
You're not calling anybody.
Who am I calling?
You are calling
Ed Sarando.
You are calling me or Jim to bitch. That's who you're calling.
Yeah,
that's who you're calling. That's the only people you're going to get a hold of. They better get it figured out in a month, because I know we're not supposed to have any sympathy for Steelers fans. I will have sympathy if they can't get their games. If Owen, because you're on the other end, that means you wouldn't be able to get it. I would have sympathy for them. That is untenable. You can't
do
that.
You'll have sympathy for Steelers fans and Ravens fans.
Yes.
What have you done to the season,
you're
Kevin?
You're paying Netflix. You deserve your product. Whether I want you to win or lose, that doesn't have anything to do with it. You deserve your product of what you're paying for. If you don't get it, that's completely unacceptable.
I think if the Browns were 7-3 right now, I'd feel differently.
Maybe I would. But as of right now, maybe they'd do you a favor if all of a sudden you couldn't get it and it was just the circle. This is what this team does to me. That's why it's 7. That's 8:20. Guys, things are going so good. The only thing we have left to do is bicker about the time they tip off. That's how good the Cavs are right now.